Scene 10, Gordon Hammer, 3:40 p.m. It was hard to tell which of the individuals were functionaries of the interview department, but I picked a young man with pinched-in cheeks, pale blonde hair, and a thin, nervous look about him. "Listen," I said, "you're working in the interview room, aren't you?" "What about it?" he asked suspiciously. "I'm Darius Just. I'm a writer." He relaxed visibly. He even smiled. "Oh, sure, I've heard of you. My name's Gordon Hammer." "Thank you, Gordon," I said. "Could you tell me something?"
"I can try."
"How many women are working here for the convention besides Henrietta?"
"It's hard to tell. Some are just volunteers who run errands."
"Ah, I'm after the errand runners. Which of them went to get Giles DeVore yesterday morning to see that he got to the autographing session?" He looked confused.
"I don't think anyone did that. It's not our job."
"Someone did," I said, firmly positive. "Could you find out for me?" He said weakly, "I don't see how..." But then he walked over to one of the girls and talked to her in a low voice, then to the other. I kept my eye on him and waited. When he returned, he was scratching his head.
"I don't think anyone did."
"Is everyone eliminated entirely? Think, please." He said, "It might be Stephanie."
"Stephanie who?"
"I don't know her last name."
"Where is she?"
"She isn't in today. She just worked Sunday and Monday. She's back in school now."
"Do you know her home address?"
"No, but Henrietta might know it."
"Okay."
But as I turned to go, he touched me very gently on the shoulder.
"Mr. Just?"
"Yes?"
"Has Stephanie done anything wrong? I mean, she's only 14.
"No, no," I said hastily. "I'm just checking on something. Giles DeVore was a friend of mine, and I'm trying to find out as much as possible of his last day for a eulogy I'm writing." It seemed to carry conviction, for a look of great relief came over his face.
"I see. Okay."
It seemed to carry conviction, for a look of great relief came over his face.
"I see. Okay."
Of course, it wasn't okay. I didn't relish the thought of having to ask a 14-year-old what had transpired that morning, considering what might have transpired. It was not so much the thought of the futility of expecting useful answers that troubled me, as the possibility of inducing a fit of hysterics that would bring parents down upon my ears. Yet some 14-year-olds these days, or perhaps any days, after all, Juliet was 14. No, that was silly, and I had no time to follow up at the moment. It was almost 4, and it was time to find Nellie of Hercules.